Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. The What If edition. You know, it's, you know, you always, I mean, it's football time. You start thinking about, like, you know, who you could have played with. Now, first of all, I would have loved to play for the Panthers. One, there's a lot of former teammates down there. But more importantly, is just being able to be coached by Sam Mills. Mm-hmm. No, it just didn't ever work out. And that's what, I mean, you talk about Caleb Williams and Kevin O'Connell. You know, that will work out. Now, I was never on the level of Caleb Williams. But quarterback coaches, offensive-minded coaches, if they get a chance, I'm telling you, if it comes down later on in his career, if it comes down to Caleb Williams and, say, John Smith, Caleb Williams is going to be there. I'm just telling you that first initial connection, and Caleb Williams will pick that as well, because it's always that what if, you know, what if, mm-hmm. or that kind of, you know, girl that turned you down at prom, or, you know, just a little bit too late asking. But for me, it was probably Sam Mills, just because through the draft process, I think he, you know, we kind of connect, you know, we just hit it off. You know, probably a little underrated coming out and, you know, proved a lot of people wrong. Like I said, as I started to go on in my career, you know, he kind of, I wouldn't say kept up with me, but, you know, because Mike Rucker was down there, he was like, hey, man, you're, you know, your old teammate in college is having a good year. And then I got to, you know, I saw him after when we played him. And so, but we never got the hookup player or, you know, coach to player. That's one. Number two was Pittsburgh. I think Bill Cowher would have been great, you know, just because of, you know, the chin and all that. And felt like I would, you know, Pittsburgh would, you know, it was like Buffalo, you know what I'm saying? Just kind of.
But they've moved you to outside, or you stayed inside in that 3-4?
Oh, I would have played inside. I wouldn't have got in the game like I did. I wouldn't have been able to just run in there like did. But I think I would have, you know, I think I would have liked Pittsburgh and done well, you know, to fitting in that organization. I wasn't big nightlife guy or whatever. So I think that would have been good. Other place I wish I would have played. Now this is reluctantly, this is different, is Dallas.
Interesting.
And it's not because of the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. It's because of Bill Parcells.
Sure.
And I got in there. He knew my dad through obviously being in the NFL in this instance or whatever. But I always had an appreciation, a ton of respect for Bill Parcells for multiple reasons. Now, number one, obviously, he was a great coach, but obviously even a better human. The connection that he has with his players, he had this thing where he had an interview and, you know, some players that had been through some issues like Dave Meggett and some other guys that, and he was there for them. Nothing on the books or out in the media, but he's like, hey, these guys gave their body, blood, sweat, and tears. Why wouldn't that be for them when they're in times of need? That's number one. So that lets you know right then and there, you'd run, you know, it's still different than McBride or, you know, Osborne. But then also, I think he could have, I think, you know, the one thing is I'll never forget, and it's crazy, is that you get the, like, the most impactful calls by guys that didn't draft, right? And here, I was thinking about the draft. You know, you hear about the draft of players that they have two players on the hook or on the line, and they draft somebody else. And I have to look and see who they drafted. And they end up drafting a guy named Eric Barton, who ended up being a really good player, I think in Oakland, I think. Or maybe he played good for the Jets. Whatever he did, he ended up really flourishing, I think, wherever he went. And he was a linebacker as well. But I'm going to tell you this, is that Bill Parcells was talking to me when they didn't draft me, I think, or were going to draft me, and they end up going another way. He said, listen, it is not where you get drafted at or where you start. It's how you finish. Like, and he ain't draft me. Now, mind you, I end up going to Buffalo. Then we end up, I've been in Houston, and then we end up scrimmaging Dallas. And, you know, it did all right. I was going against Larry Allen, did okay, made a couple plays. And
Larry Allen, he was pretty good at football.
Yeah, he was. Hey, there's two guys that you lose. There's two guys that ever lost a little sleep. Barry Sanders and Larry Allen. Because Larry Allen was destroying cats. So I had to figure out a plan to run away from him, not run into him. But Bill Parcells, you know, he kind of, yeah, you know, man, I think I had an interception in practice. He's like, he said something like, you know, that's why you play defense. You couldn't run it like your dad and all that stuff. But I would like to play for him because I think that he was a lot like Reggie Herring for me. Reggie Herring pushed some buttons I never knew I had. That's why I love him. Now, I hated him at the time. Not hated him, but I hated the process of going through it. But I'm telling you, like he, you know, and I think Bill Parcells would have done it. Also, I think he was a great coach. He was another one. And I would have liked to play in like for like a Mike Shanahan.
Denver? Or,
yeah, just somebody like that. Hmm. Like a Shanahan, Mariucci, somebody like that.
You say Shanahan, Jay. I also have to ask. You didn't mention Frederick, Maryland or the Twin Cities.
Oh, would I like to play there?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, I like Charlie Casserly. Like I'm still got a little, I got a little bone to pick with him. Mm-hmm. Because you go through this process, and I'm like, oh, man, Redskins need a linebacker. This is right for the picking. They got a fourth-round pick, and you need to look this up, Austin. They took a linebacker from Georgia Tech that didn't go to the combine in the fourth round.
Tough.
Ugh. And it was Charlie Casserly's call. Mm. So I was, oh, yeah, I was ready. That was it. I wouldn't have mind playing. I would have loved to play for Denny Green. They tried to go replay of Eddie McDaniel and drafted like Chris T. Jones or some linebacker from Clemson. That was a little water bug type dude. He ended up not playing well. I think they were probably more afraid of. Wouldn't say that what would have been like a hometown kid playing, but I think it would have been like, all right, this kid's coming in. He's actually pretty good. He's going to be pushing these dudes. We got our dudes. We want to play. The pressure. I mean, you got to think, and the pressure is his dad's a hall, or, you know, obviously one of the greatest to play here. Here comes his son. And don't think that Denny Green didn't know by Minnesota Gophers passing on you got your boy fired for the Gophers. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think that stopped him. Yeah. I think it was more they wanted a backup for Eddie McDaniel. They had success with Eddie McDaniel coming from Clemson. This kid was coming from Clemson, kind of fit the mold. And they passed on me. But I made him pay for it, though. Mm. Big time.
You
when
did?
When we played at Minnesota, okay. It was on and popping.
Personal?
Oh, yeah. And then when we played at Minnesota.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. you could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano, or pick up bass guitar, or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It was spendy because I had to buy all those dang tickets. Still waiting on people to pay me back for it. No, I fronted for the ticket. Got busy against them. Then, you know, when they came down or whatever. But definitely would have liked to play for the Redskins at that time. I would have been getting a lot of home-cooked meals. Maryland Blue Crabs and stuff. It would have been a, you know, I think for the draft and the situation, it worked out well in Buffalo. But you also, you know, being able to play for some coaches that were legendary coaches. You got to think, if I played for the Jets and Parcells at that time, Belichick was there.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
True.
Yeah, then you go to Patriots. Which, you know, I think those, the one thing I was fortunate, I got to play with the Giants for a year with Tom Coughlin. And, you know, this is when, dude, with him and Strahan, this is after they threw button heads.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tom Coughlin didn't like bother me. You know what I'm saying? And the one thing about Tom Coughlin was, I'll never forget the first meet. First, like, I got there and I always was, you know, early to meetings, 5 minutes early. Man, he was waiting out there like I thought I was late. So I just kind of, you know, it just puts you in a panic. You know what I'm saying? Like, hold on, dude. Like, wait, five minutes early. So, he, you know, remember Big Ten, he was getting 5 extra minutes out of you being there. I was like, okay, then I just adapted right away.
Mm-hmm.
That's where rookies falter with that. If a meeting starts at 6, that doesn't mean you roll in at 5:58 or 5:59 right at the last minute. If a meeting starts at 6, it's actually 5:50.
And then Tom Coughlin would say, oh, looks like we're all here. Let's get started.
Yeah. And then so you would get an extra 10 minutes. So it's a way to kind of get more. And that's fine. I mean, you're there. What you know, and some of it's a stretch or whatever, but he started finding guys. That was the problem. I never, you know, it never happened to me, but the intensity of that the first time when I knew I'm 5 minutes early, but I quickly adapted to being 10 minutes early.
Yeah.
And then the whole team did it. Right. And then, so it was cool. You know, after that,
was it actually the whole team?
Well, I mean, Strahan, you got, you know, the majority of us, you know, the 50 other guys that were fine. And, you know, whether it was probably Tiki got to do his thing, but they were always there. Like Strahan was there, worked hard. I'm going to tell you real quick before we go to break. The one bone to pick I have with Tom Coughlin is, I was always in good shape, you know, even when I was coming back from my injury. And I worked out or whatever. So I was in, you know, in the, you know, shape or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So the team, we would, like, I think the first practice of the week was like pads, but then you take them off. Mm-hmm. Well, he was like, oh, no. You keep yours on because we want to make sure you're in shape. I'm sitting there like, bro, you bringing me in to back up and run down on kickoff. I can do that without like doing anything.
Right.
When I tell you, Austin, I took every rep on scout team. And that's the thing about Tom Coughlin. I'll tell you this. His walkthroughs was like practice, full speed, right? Mm. So, you know, you tax them. Then you're there, new kid on the block. You want to earn your stripes or whatever, no matter what. I'm in year eight. Took every rep in practice.
Mm-hmm.
Took half the reps on defense. All the reps on special teams. Your boy was done.
That was that.
Hey, I got back to that Marriott, was done. I got room service, slept like a baby for the first 2 weeks. Man.
Woo.
Yeah, I mean, but that's because I had the pads on. Straight here, I was laughing at me. And so, but you didn't, you know, but it, at the end, it kind of got you, you know, got me right. But he'll get it out of you. He would get it out of you in practice. And, you know, we wanted you to be physical and all that stuff, which wasn't a problem. But when you're a veteran, used to that.
You're looking forward to, hey, I can go shell. I can go.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to take the pads off and kind of work on your game. But, man, between him and Mike Singletary.
No.
Mike Singletary. I think the linebacker's name was Adrian Patterson. He was an outside linebacker, first round pick from Michigan State by the 49ers. Me and him had the same agent, or one of our agents were like crossover. He purposely signed with Seattle because of Mike Singletary and the individual work was like that.
Dang.
Hey, your boy was crazy. I'll never forget this. I got there. Now, you mind you, I flew from Charlotte to San Fran.
Woo!
So you know, I'm all jacked up.
Right.
And you get there, you know, I obviously didn't have my car out there or anything. So we pick you up and, you know, I don't even know if I ate for like, it seems like a day, you know, you kind of get a little Scooby snack. So I'm in there. I don't have any workout equipment or mm-hmm. any workout gear. Because I'm there early, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody's in the locker room. I'm just sitting there waiting. You know, you're just kind of.
In travel suit.
First day of school. Now I was like, all right. Let me just bring, you know, I just brought some shorts and kind of like these like sweat, like kind of, they call them joggers now, like sweats, you know, and I had a sweatshirt, you know, just with me because I just brought all my stuff with me. Mm-hmm. Right. And I think I lost my bag too. So I was like, so I always said I'm bringing like headphones and something just to get around it. Well, I had some Air Force Ones, you know, that's what you're traveling in, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm. We get it. You're cool.
He come in there. He's like, oh, what's up, man? He's like, nice to see you again because I worked out the week before. He's like, hey, you know, we got practice. We got meetings. He's like, let's go outside and do some movement. So I can't say no.
Right.
Right.
Mike Singletary.
I was like, he's like, you got some stuff? And of course, you say, yeah. And so out there at this point of the year, there's dew out there.
That's probably really fun on your Air Force Ones.
Yo.
That you spend all night traveling in.
Hey. Worked me like a dog in those, right? Slipping, sliding. He probably was laughing, then got breakfast. He broke your boy down. Then he had to shoot, Austin, where he had to do linebacker drills.
Okay.
And so, you know, I'm a little taller. I was the tallest linebacker we had at 6'3". And you had to get down there, and then you kind of had to hit this dummy, and you had to take on linemen, you know, to try to keep, you know, and you, when you ain't done that, you know, you can't train like that at home. I don't have a shoot, and I don't have helmets and pads.
Mm-hmm.
Man, he's like, dang, Foreman. He's like, you might have a concussion. hey, Austin.
You're like, Mike, you said you have to fail.
Hey, Austin. Oh, you're going, bing, bing, the top of the helmet. Hey. Then my boy D. Smitty, right? Derek Smith. Had the vet of the all vet. Because he had this, like something wrong with, like, his wrist. He was a real good linebacker. But that's when he would go get his wrist taped. Over there laughing. you know, he's like, every time, go get his wrist taped. He was killing me for the first couple of days. Anyways, that was story time. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, quick break, and then we'll be right back. Put a bow on this bad boy on this Thursday.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.